Rishami Truma Staf Tezvav. So the Gemara continues with explanation of this Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed about the halakha, you can separate Truma from Shemen for Zaysim if it doesn't require any more mices, if it's going to be, you only use for achila, for eating, you're not pressing it, you're not squeezing it, you're not doing any process to it, then you're allowed to go ahead eating them at the way they are now. So then halakha is, you're allowed to go ahead and separate truma from them. So freik the Gemara, v'imashu torim. That we said before, that you're going to go ahead and you're separating truma. Based on what are you torim? Based on what are you? How are you separating? How much? When you figure out how to do it, how are you doing it? V'ishamdan. Are you making a determination how much to separate based upon the volume of oil, based on how much oil they have, and the olives could be, you know, when you take an olive that's now a sholem, that's a complete olive, and you evaluate how much it would be when you press it, how much oil would come out, how much liquid would come out, or fiochon, or you based upon food, like a dried food. Is it based upon liquid, or is it based upon a kazayah, is it based upon something that we eat, how much we would eat from it? That is what the Gemara Shaila was. Vima Torim, Lefi Ochlan or Lefi Zesim. So the Rosh Mishlu explains the Shaila. Do we look at it now the way it's whole, it's eaten the way it is, we evaluate the weight of it, what it is, how much it is based upon this? Odilma, if you would squeeze it out, which most olives are used to squeeze out to make olive oil, how much oil would we get from it? How do you measure, when we say truma, how much truma to take from something that you're going to be eating it in the way that it is? That's the way the Rosh Mishlu explains the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara says, I have an answer from what Rav Chalafte explained in a brisa. I can answer your shaila. Answer your shaila. Chalafte was the name of a Shem Kocham, says the Marfulda, that the Machloke learns a brisa, Machloke is Tanoim, and he said over the following. Lefi Shamnon, that we go based upon oil, how much liquid comes out of it. Rabbi goes, you go by the oil, the matter of a liquid. You go based upon the solid, based upon the way it is now. We don't include their seeds. When we figure out how much we should go ahead as food, we don't incorporate the seeds in it because that's not something that's edible. The law of Yoichel, says the Rosh Mishlu, that's not, people don't eat the seeds. So you have to take the volume of the food, of the olive, based upon the food aspect of it, the solid, but not the seed. It'll agree the gadmi kaluksin, which only are eaten. You do include them. The kaluksin is something that you go ahead and it's eaten together with the food. These are zaysim geruyim she'anam lachila. These are very poor quality olives that don't give any oil. You can't squeeze them for olive oil. They're very dry. They're only used for eating. So everyone agrees by these type of things. They're only used for eating. Then everyone agrees that there's no, you don't cheshbon the truma based upon the liquid because these things are not made for their olive oil. And may the only source of oil have a law good name, but not through the seeds. Again, you don't use the seeds because seeds are not part that's edible. And therefore, the only part that's eaten is the part that you cheshbon on. And again, the seeds are not part of that's eaten. So therefore, we don't include them into the shot. That is the way Rav Chalafta learns the Machlokes Tanoim to answer the Gemara Shaila. Brisa to answer the Shaila of when we cheshbon on liquid, when we cheshbon on solid. So to Gemara Chani, boy, that Shaila. This applied to other areas of Halacha as well. But at Shabbos, we play the same thing as Shabbos. In other words, we know that they'll carry out an olive. So an olive, Yechayev Hotzah, an olive. The question is, what's an olive? Are we going by the sheer, how much of an olive do you have to be considered over Yisro Hotzah? Do we say it has to be the amount that will be liquid? The same Shabbos would apply. Or do we say the same, or it got to be a solid? My answer, Ashka Tony, Bryce learned, Viriam Revia, same Machlokes. You go by Gorgas, a dried fig, which is a solid, a sheer, you go by solid foods. And he goes, you go by the sheer Revias, which is based upon a liquid, you go by the liquid sheer. Says the Marfulah to explain in Shabbos, Imlin Yotzah Shabbos Namiyaki. Do we say the same as Farah? The Mar says, Takin Okanami. We have a Bryce like that. And the Gabi Shabbos also, we have a Machlokes as to how we give Chashiv to an olive based upon the weight, the physical weight, or the liquid of it, the liquid or the solid part of it. Machlokes Tanoim. Zot Gemara. The car we have a raya from a brisa of a carrot. If a person separated truma from olives on behalf of olives, they're still going to go ahead and crush them. Or grapes on grapes, they're still going to go ahead and process them, which means it still requires a process. You're not supposed to do it. Truma yachsav yitrum. We said, but the evidence it's truma. Chatidah shouldn't do it if he did it, but you have to go ahead. The Mishnah says, take truma again. You have to go ahead and take truma again. So after Gemara, we learned on that Mishnah. But if you separate on achila, it's malachila, or for achila, you still go, now you change your mind to go ahead, now you're going to squish them. Mishnah says, so loud, you're going to go do it again. Because the mice, when you did it, b'shas mice, you were eating it, you're going to eat it, so you did it fine. We're able to go and take one truma on the other one. However, it's all going to be for achila. But now that you change your mind, it doesn't make sense, because only you did it like achila. That was your mind. Even though now you change your mind, it doesn't change. So I'm living nimlat off because you're nimlat. But if you didn't have a mind, you didn't change your mind, you could do it like atchila. You have to go back and do it again. So the chari we see that the ma'is chari, the b'ris is mashma, like a rai, like a roshia, that would be in a chanami, so yitrum, that you would, like a roshia said before, that you would not have to go separate it because it doesn't require anything more. It could go ahead and be sufficient with separating the truma and the salad truma. You wouldn't have to go ahead and take it again, and that's the chayra. The brisa would be a raya to from this halacha. Miko namiyot tatal darkon. Therefore, would be the chayra. You see, the ain't of yachlo. You don't have to go. The drum, the chayra, the gemara is bringing a raya. Mishnah's mashma that halacha is like a vashu in the brisa. That would be in a kanami that you would not have to go ahead and take truma again from it because all considered the same halacha. It's la milachil. Doesn't require anything more. And as Voshi said before, that the halacha is considered truma sufficient for them, you wouldn't have to take truma again. And it would be all considered as one halacha, as one either one solid or liquid. It depends if you're doing it on the solid part, it's all considered solid. If it's already liquid, it's all in the liquid part. You wouldn't have to go ahead and separate it again. It'd be yotza and all of them together. That was the way the Gemara is bringing a raya from this, as all the time, that you don't have to go ahead and separate it before. Because it's all nigmar malakto, it doesn't require anything more. Therefore, you'll be able to go ahead and separate. Does not require to do it again later because it's all considered as one. The chayr of the halacha would be the way we said before, like a roshia and the brisa and ravoshia. Zok the Mishnah. The Gemara continues. Halacha, you can't separate something that no nigmar malakton. The Gemara said, where do we see this halacha? Nigmar malakton is the criteria. Where do we see that halacha? That's the criteria for the Gemara. So the Gemara, we learned. Torah says your truma should be considered according to you like the grain from the threshing floor and menayekev from the vat. That's the shear. We said menagorn and menayekev. So you see, the halacha is when we separate truma's meiser from the meiser rishon has to be after it's already separated, after it's already complete, it's already finalized. So the mash we see only after the grain is already processed and the olives are processed, the grapes are processed, and either gana or the yekev. Mashu mitzaves bnei levi to menaguma. That's when you go ahead. When does levi and mechui take meiser from? Only after it's menaguma, it's completed. This is menagorim and a yekev. After the truma gadol was taken from it, now in this process, this procedure, now you could go, you take it from here. We see from over here, the pastor telling us you can't go ahead and give the Levi, or Kohen, I should say, give the Kohen anything that's not processed. Shvalim, ears of grain that are not processed, you can't go ahead and give it to him, the Kohen. It's not good. It has to be only after it's processed. It's menagor nayekev. It's either threshed or anovim lezesimoth are processed. Now you could go ahead and you give it, it's complete. Now you could go ahead and give it to Levi, takes truma from there. But the Kohen, you can't give it to him before. Asulitesh. Volum says, Marfulda, Afil, Litarm, Alash, Filin, Hydabas, Shulam, Nigma, Dutch. Since it wasn't Nigma Malato, still luck that you can't go ahead and give it from there. It's a luck that you can't do that because it's not processed. It's no good. You can't give it to the Kohen and that thing. So Marfulda, Dutch, Nigma, Dutch, Nigma, Malato. That's exactly what the Mishnah is telling you. You can't go ahead and do it. Dr. Gemara, we have another luck, a similar luck. Here, Rabbi, the Mishnah, Malakish, Maestrich, like Dimalish, Shvilon. Yet Maestrich, that the Levi took from grain that was still in its Shvilon, still in its ears. It wasn't yet Roy Lemaiser. Also local, Mimen Aroy. You can't even go eat it by Roy. You can't even eat it casually eating, you can't eat it. But Kvias for sure, you can't, but even by Roy, you can't do it. So if the Levi went and took Maestrich from it before it was processed, it's still considered Tevel, and you can't go ahead. You're not to eat it, even if Aroy is Tevel Daraisa, and you can't eat it. Also, Mimen Aroy, says the Let's look at the Tevel. And Tevel, therefore, in Baroi, is considered Aser. You're over Nisa Doraisa. Where did we get it from? Matam. Why is the reason that the Taka, even Baroi, it's Aser? At Kitcha B'nai Yisrael, Osochalu Samusa, which said that what's Kudush B'nai Yisrael? You can't desecrate it, and you can't go ahead, you shouldn't die. You shouldn't die. So the Torah is telling you, first the Maaser Rishon, that you give it to a Levi, you can't go ahead and eat it. You have to make sure you shouldn't die, otherwise you're going to be, you die from it. So Gemara says, what's the problem? What's the kasha? Why do you call Tevel Tevat Torah? What's this halacha to go ahead when you get Malkus of eating Tevel Daraisa? If you went ahead and you eat Tevel Daraisa, you didn't separate Trumas Maaser from it, but Daraisa, you get Malkus. If one eats considered Maaser Rishon, which was not Pras, which is Tevel, are you b'chayiv deraisa of Malkus or not? That's what everyone wants to know. Is it deraisa derabanan? What is that look? Is it din deraisa mashialku? Is it a deraisa? Is this pasuk we learn out a din deraisa or derabanan from it? And I'll smack that you can't go ahead, but you don't get Malkus on it. So Gemara Avishu B'Shem Yoyna, we learned, A, Masisa Armra, A, looking at Tevel about Torah. No, you don't get Malkus on Tevel deraisa. Then you learn why. We learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Bikurim. Trumas Maaser Shavali Bikurim Mishnei Drachim, but Trumas Mishnei Drachim. Trumas Maaser is done meant to be Kurim in two ways and Truma in two ways. And it tells me that Tolla Toma, and you can Trumas Maaser, you can take him to Tomei Al-Tolla, Loman Amukum, and you can't take it from things that are close by. You have to do it from a separation. You have to separate it from them. You can't do it from together. You can't separate it unless it's Mamish and Amukum. It's right next to it. You can't separate something that's in your storage house here or in your house. It has to be right here. It can be just like Bikurim. Well, Seris Menagoyrin, but Yeshlashiv, it's also because Trumas Maaser is also from the time it becomes on the Garen. Before that, it's no Isser. Shirin has a shear. How much truma is like truma has a shear? How much you're supposed to separate? So therefore, it has a, just like truma gadol has a certain minimum shear. So this also has a minimum shear. And halach is like truma, just like truma itself, that you can't go as usher from the beginning. You can't go ahead and separate it from before you. There's a shear as usher, just like truma does. So what do you see from here? So the ma'is le'meima says menagarin. You the Tana says that matruma ma'is is usher menagarin from the garin lo liachem iruach. Not the Mishnah doesn't say that. Not after it's smooth. It's already smooth on the pile. Doesn't say that. Yet the Alok Mishnah says Trumas Maaser Zaser. Even if you have took Maaser Rishon, Hadar Moshein Lokan Adav Tivat Torah. You're not over Tivat Torah on that. Why should it be that way? So the Gemara says it comes out the Chayra from you see over here. The Mishnah is telling you Trumas Maaser makes Maaser Rishon Aser only after Maaser Rishon was already processed. And Mele Hadar Amra Shein Lokan Adav Torah. That the Torah says you don't get Malkus for eating Tevel, which means Maaser Rishon was taken before it was supposed to. Halak, it still has to be separated. According to the Raisa, you still don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus. Why don't you get Malkus? Gemara says, you don't get Malkus from it because at the end of the day, we learn from over there, the Mishnah is telling you a chilek, it's only Darabonon. The Maaser Rishon is considered Tevel Darabon, not Tevel Daraisa. We don't compare it to the Din of Bikurim. Therefore, when a person eats Maaser Rishon that was not processed yet, you're over Darabonon. You're not over the rice of Malkus. There's no Malkus yet. Even though you're Mokhir to take Tevel, you don't get it. So the Marfilda explains, what's the issue? You don't get Tevel. But Allah, the Lot Chalu, doesn't apply over here. The only chiyuv comes out after you had, you smooth it on the threshing floor. Even though lakas is considered usher, you get over and you chayv misa with the rabbanon and you chayv misa with the shemayim and you're over in iser. However, ain't lokin alav, lakas is a garment. It's not malkas until after it was processed. So if you're going to go ahead and take the trumas meiser from before it was processed, you're usher. It's over there, but Malkus you don't get because Lamaisa ain't go look in our Tiblot of our Torah. It's only that level is only Din Rabbanon because you're ready to go in Litbo is only Rabbanon, not a Daraisa, and therefore there's no Din Malkus on it. Usher it is, the Katkhila it's Usher, and the Misa B'Dei Shemayim it is. However, Malkus itself, the Torah says you don't get until it's government, a government, a Yekev, and since it's not still a process yet, still a process left to go, you're not Chayev on that Isra Malkus. Ad Kana Perik.